Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you. When you think you're about to give up gas, just read your Bible. It'll tell you what to do. Be not weary in doing well. For in due season, you're going to reap. Yeah. Say, be not weary in doing well. For in due season, you're going to reap now. Say,
Blog Talk Radio.
I will if I have to. I have no problem.
Hello. Hello, Block Top listeners. Thank you for calling Street Talk, where I'm your host, Miss Reddy. We are on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. My apologies for starting the show on late tonight. I have been inquiring technical difficulties, but tonight I would like to come on and just speak to you all about life and what's going on in the streets. I have my friend on the line. Her name is Miss Takeover. How are you on tonight, Miss Takeover?
I'm doing marvelous, excellent. I'm feeling luxurious. I'm taking over.
Okay, that's great. Well, on tonight, we have about 25 minutes left. I would like to just talk, you know, just free your mind. We speak every Friday night about life's issues. Have you had anything that's going on with yourself, you know, in reference to life that you would like to talk about on tonight?
Yes. Life is beautiful.
Okay.
Life is wonderful. I'm blessed to be here to see another day. Thank you, Jesus. God is love, and I
yes.
love my life.
Okay, that's great. Miss Takeover.
Yes.
I just met you not too long ago, right?
Yes, that is true.
Yeah, and since I've known you, you know, things in my life has changed as well, and I know that God is beautiful, and I know that being a person of faith and believing in God and having trust in God, that people change, right?
Yes, they do. Yes, I do.
How many kids do you have?
I have two. They came out my, you know, vajayjay, and I have about, six stepchildren.
Six stepchildren. Oh, wow.
Well, they're not really stepchildren. They're my babies.
They're your babies. That's great.
Yes.
That's great. When dealing with children, I've learned that having children are beautiful, you know?
Yes.
I've also met your spouse, Mr. Eno. How are you on tonight, Mr. Eno?
I'm doing fine tonight. How y'all doing out there tonight?
We're fine. Well, y'all know, we just speak about, you know, different things on this show. Has there been anything, you know, just free your mind on tonight? This is Street Talk.
Yes, it really is.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm going through something today. My grandmother is in the hospital, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And she's sounding sick.
Yes, I heard. And how are you feeling about that situation?
I guess kind of okay, but I know that, you know, life is changing. I know that people grow older. And dealing with that, you know, it's kind of hurtful.
I understand that.
Yeah. It's kind of hard.
He won't give you more than you can bear.
You say he's going to give you more than what you can bear?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, but it's kind of difficult when dealing with all the people. You know, people are not, like, attentive. And I would like to be more attentive to older people and dealing with people, period. You know, caring and sharing, you know, with people. You know?
Right.
Yes.
I do understand that.
You say what?
I said, I do understand that. That is a known fact. Caring is sharing. And sharing is caring.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand that. So, Nina, well, Miss
yes.
Where are you from?
Where am I from?
Yeah.
I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana, uptown division.
You said you're from New Orleans?
Yes, I am.
Well, okay. How long have you been in Dallas?
Since Hurricane Katrina, 2005.
Oh, okay. Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you liking Dallas?
Yeah. I'm meeting new people and new things. I met my boo down here, so everything is great.
You said you're liking Dallas?
Yeah, so far so good.
Oh, okay. I'm glad that you like Dallas, because, you know, Dallas is nice.
It is.
What would you say is the difference between Dallas and New Orleans?
I would say New Orleans would be more friendlier.
You said New Orleans is more friendlier?
Yeah, with more people, person.
Okay, talk to me about it. Like, how are y'all, like, family, you know, tell the people in Dallas a little more about how family is with you all in New Orleans.
Oh, we're very family-oriented, and everybody is our family, whether we're related or not. We are all children of God, so we are all related. And we try to help one another. We try to feed one another. We try to clothe one another. We just try to help one another. So we are all family, one way or another.
That's great. You know, since I've met you and your family, I feel like, you know, I'm a part of y'all family as well. And the, you know, y'all have good, very good characteristics. And I like that, you know, people coming together, you know, is a great thing. You know, y'all have a great spirit. You know, it's fine, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah. What about you, Mr. Eno? What do you think about Dallas, like, since you've been here?
I like the fact that Dallas, you know, it has its in and out. I mean, it has its ups and its downs. But at the same time, I like the fact that you can be on your own. You don't have to be involved with a bunch of people. You can actually do things by yourself. And you can also create people to be who they want to be if you want to be involved with them.
Okay, when you say we involved,
like, you say people, you got us like people, you got us like people. Yeah, because you got some people that like to talk to you, some people that don't like to talk. And this is those kind of people that are willing to hold a conversation.
Okay. A lot of people like to have conversations, like, are you saying, like, in Dallas, like, people are, I mean, like, not just in Dallas, like, people, period. You said people, not just Dallas. I'm not going to say the Dallas New Orleans thing. I'm just going to say people, when dealing with people, I feel like if you get around positive people, you would be more positive.
That's right.
Do you
agree? I agree.
Okay, you feel the same way?
I'm sorry?
I said, do you feel like whenever you meet people and you're around positive people?
Yeah, at the moment, I've been around positive people, and that's a blessing. And I don't like to be around negative people. And I also like to be around people that if we do have a problem with each other, we can voice it, and we can get through it. And that's the biggest part.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that we can voice whether we're, you know, if we have a problem with somebody, we can actually say it, even if we say it angrily, and we can still be a family. That's a blessing. That's hard to find.
You have a lot of background noises over there. I can hear. Can you cut some of the background noises? Because you're saying some very good things that I would like people to hear.
Okay, let me take you off of blue.
Okay, hello.
Yeah, you said,
yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I said what I like is that we can all talk to each other, and even if we're angry and we say it angrily, that we all can still just talk it out, and at the end of the day, we're still family. I love that.
Yeah, I love that too. You know, dealing with people, period, you meet different people, right? In your daily life, you know, you have to go to work and go to, you know, maybe going to the gas stations, everything, you encounter different people. So you have to learn to just give and take things, you know. Once you learn the Bible, you learn how to deal with yourself a little bit. And, like, I have a son, right? He's so angry. And I'm trying to help him get past his anger. You know, with being a teenager, teenagers are very angry. Have y'all noticed that?
Yes, I have, definitely.
I mean, when I was a teenager as being a boy, I was very angry. You know, I had a lot of anger issues and things that made me angry because, you know, it's like you could give yourself to a person in love, and people will take your love and turn it into hate.
Mm.
How do you feel like people turn your love into hate? Give me an example. I know what you're saying, but I'm saying for people that don't know, give an example so people can understand what you're saying.
Because when I meet a person, if I ask you for something, I expect you to give it to me in love just as well as I would give it to you. Because if you ask me and say you need my help, give it to you from my heart.
Okay.
I'm not going to just give it to you because you asked me. I know that God will want me to help you, so that my help will help you help somebody else.
Have you ever ran into people that feel like once they help, it's something that will
hurt? Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Okay, how do you deal with that?
Well, it's based upon the type of person that they are, because some people actually like to play mind games, and they also just, some people that just don't care, they'll ask you for your help, and then they feel you supposed to help them.
Because that helps you.
Because they help you.
That's not the right way of going about things. How do you know that that's not the right way of going about things?
That's all about that person. Because if a person will actually let you help them, and it's all about a person. First of all, you got to let a person know that on the inside that they want to help you. Some people just help you because they can. Some people do it out of
I'm going to help you because I want you to help me when I'm down and out.
Go ahead. Keep talking. You run into all kinds of people.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm. But dealing with them people, you have to know how to accept change. I think you get it from the Bible. You have to understand. You have to gain an understanding about people like that. And dealing with people like that, you're going to come across people like that, but you have to learn to help them as well, help them understand that you're doing something merely out of the kindness of your heart. And once you do something wholeheartedly, that's when you get your best blessing.
Correct.
You get what I'm saying? Because in the Bible, it teaches you to do unto others as you want them to do unto you. But sometimes people may not treat you the same way that you want to be treated, but you have to be able to accept it. And if you see a person not handling you in such a way, sometimes communication is the key. You have to learn to communicate with a person and tell them, hey, sometimes people don't even realize that they're treating you some kind of way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But with thinking, you would think logically, some people think, okay, because I know something, everybody else knows it, right? But that's not the way things work, y'all. Because I've understood that some people, well, everybody has a different way of thinking, right?
Right.
And you're never inside somebody's brain, so you have to take time and gain understanding that a person, different people handle things different ways. Just like a 13-year-old kid wouldn't handle things the same way a 4-year-old child would because they have more knowledge of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes when you're with a grown person, you expect the grown person to know the same things you know. But all grown people have not been taught the same thing you've been taught.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
But if they're willing to accept it, like if a person do you something wrong, you have to stop it, make sure they know that they've done something wrong. Because some people cannot even spot when they've done something wrong to you. They
right.
feel like what is right. Because I've met people before that told me things like, y'all talk to me. Give me some examples about how people treat people.
Okay.
Go ahead, man.
I'm gonna let Ms.
Faith
speak first.
Oh, thank you. Such a gentleman. One time I noticed that people have got a misunderstanding and they really felt they were right. One instance would be is like an example of like you go give somebody a ride, right?
Mm-hmm.
Out the kindness of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you go, you know, pick them up or whatever, you know, they get mad at you because you didn't take them the other place they want to go. Now, mind you, they didn't tell you they had to go to this other place. They only told you they had to go to Family Dollar. As far as you knew, you was bringing them to Family Dollar and back home.
Mm-hmm.
And they not realizing that you're tired. You know, you had just got off of work. You're sleepy. But anyway, you go and get them out the kindness of your heart, bring them to Family Dollar. You don't need to bring them. Your tank is on full. You really don't need them for anything. You're really good, but you're doing it just to help them out. And you go get them, bring them to Family Dollar. And after Family Dollar, they say, well, hey, can you swing over and bring me on Bonneville and Ledbetter? And you're like, well, look, you know, we didn't discuss this. You know, I'm already up. You know, I'm already tired. I actually just got off of work, and you actually know this. I'm tired, I'm sleepy, and I have kids. Now, I don't mind bringing the Family down and bringing you back home. Now, if you want to go on Bonneville and Ledbetter, we may have to do this later.
And
I mean, I'll try to work this into later. They get offended. You know,
people tell you stuff like, I just gave you my gas money.
Right.
How do I have
gas money to bring you the Family Dollar?
Well, to me, first of all, it's not even about the gas or money. Because me, if you ask me to do something for you, I'm going to actually do it from the kindness of my heart. I really don't even care about your money. It's about God. Because, see, when I do things, I do it for the love of God. I don't just do it because you asked me to do it. I only do it because God helped me to get to place, day on day-to-day basis.
Yeah, but you know that gas gets you somewhere. People know facts. I try to tell people when I deal with people that facts are that, hey, you know that if I have a vehicle, that it takes gas for us to get there.
You're right.
My car is going to move the way I need it to move regardless because I have the gas money to do what I need to do.
Right.
You said you're going to give me gas money. I appreciate the gas money, but I'm not going to take up too much of my time to do things that you need to do. But I would like to take you to do what you told me you was going to take me to do.
Hold on, Miss Reddy. Hold on, Miss Reddy. Now, they got some people that are saying, hey, look, I need to go to Pleasant Grove.
Mm-hmm.
And I got $5, but I live in Oak Cliff. I'm coming get you from Pleasant Grove.
Mm.
But I only got $5 to take me to Lancaster.
Mm. Mm. I heard that before. That sounds familiar.
You know what I'm saying?
That's not very familiar. I heard it too.
So where is it? Where am I doing this for the money, or am I doing it for the kind, genuine heart that I have?
At this point in time, you're doing it for the kind, generous of heart because you're burning more than $5 worth of gas.
Just even come and get you, I'm burning more than $5 of gas.
Mm-mm. Look, somebody told me before, wait, I think we met the same people. They even put their stuff inside your vehicles and feel like you have to take them there with their pickup some stuff. You go on jobs with them too. You got to sit at the jobs with them when they give you $5 to take them there. I call that a shenanigan.
Man, that is a shenanigan.
A shenanigan.
Yes.
A shenanigan. Let me explain what a shenanigan is.
Mm-hmm.
A shenanigan is when you already got in your heart said, man, I ain't got $5 and I need to go to Louisiana. I need to go to Texas.
Dolly.
And I need to go to Austin, Texas on $5. I know I got $5. You know that is a shenanigan.
Yes. But I'm going to tell y'all, God puts in our hearts that dealing with those kind of people, you have to say, hey, wait. I'm doing this, have a cottage in my heart, and if I have a whole tank of gas, I'll take you there. But if not, I might have to take you somewhere else. I'll take you to the places I can take you to on the gas money that we have, realistically. And I'm your friend. We're going to try to find you some gas money to get you where you need to go, and then we're going to pray about it along the way if I decide to take you there.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Half of these places be asking you to bring them. This would be the dope house, the trap house.
They're spending money.
Okay, but that's what they do in the streets. But y'all have to gain knowledge and stop them from going those places.
But you say this is the streets. This is street talk.
Yeah, this is a street talk. But I'm saying, listen, you have to tell these people when you're dealing with these people that you're dealing with that you can't take them those kind of places. Because you're their friend.
Right.
And if you decide to go those places with them, they still have to have gas money realistically.
That's where the shenanigan comes in. Because I'm
Then it's like you get mad because you're like, you know better, though. Like, I shouldn't have to tell you. We all grown.
Right. But,
like Reddy was saying, we all wasn't raised the same. So we have to be mindful with that with people. And some people we have to be more detailed with.
Okay, and dealing with people on drugs too, y'all have to know that a person on drugs not knowing that they're doing these things, so you should get them some help. And okay, if they're your friends, you should stop them and say, hey, wait, realistically you only have a little gas money, and
if you care about them, take them there, do what you have to do, and pray with them and get them some help. You know what I'm saying? Tell them about God and let them figure out for themselves that, hey, this is not real. You know what I'm saying? This is not real, and I still want to be your friend. I'm going to still take you these places, but, hey, you need to reconsider what you're doing and learn to handle me better. Learn to care with them, share with them, and tell them, hey, this is a bit too much. You know what I'm saying? And you have to have gas money, because even if you're doing something out of the kindness of your heart, you know that your vehicles don't run out of gas money. You know that you work, you have love for people. You have love for people. God is love, first of all.
Yes, he is.
We only have 60 seconds. I thank y'all for calling. And God is love. Know that dealing with people have their own obstacles, whether they're working, whether they're on drugs, whether they're business people, whether they're church people, anything.
Nobody never asked me to bring them to church.
Nobody ever asked you to bring them to church?
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to invite y'all to my church. That's fine. Thank y'all for calling Street Talk. I go to First Free Will Baptist Church in Bungieville. Y'all are more than welcome to come there.
I'm
going to invite everybody to y'all know there. It's on the corner of Clark Road. Y'all can come. And we'll be there every Sunday. I appreciate y'all for calling Street Talk. Know that God is love. And thank y'all for calling and sharing. And nice meeting y'all. And thank y'all for being family. Thank y'all for being caring, because y'all have very good spirits. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank y'all for calling Street Talk.
Love you.
Love y'all, too.
Love you, too.
We're on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. by dialing 310-982-4126. Thank y'all. God is love.
Love.